to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
So this morning, no surprise, our talk title is A Wholeness Resolution. And I'm sure there's a mixture of folks that are making New Year's resolutions or resolving to make no resolutions, which is in itself a resolution. So, you made one anyway. And that's okay, because that's a culture we've created. I was a guest on Dr. Tracy Brown's show on Tuesday for poetry, prayer, and practice. And we were talking about this idea of beginnings and endings and how interesting it is to live a philosophy that recognizes there is no beginning and no ending spiritually, that life has always existed, consciousness simply has always been. And yet to live in a physical realm that is deeply anchored in beginnings and endings, and how to bring those things together. And I think what I've really contemplated and what has come to me is when we get so deeply stuck in either ignoring beginnings and endings or ignoring eternality, that we unintentionally have slipped into living duality. This idea that it has to be one or the other. And perhaps bringing it back to this concept of wholeness invites us to bring it together as one. The beautiful image that Andrea gave us in her first piece of the mosaic, that it's one mosaic with many aspects, right? I want to remind us the definition of wholeness, a state of forming a complete and harmonious whole, a unity, a state of being unbroken or undamaged. Imagine that. And I think we have to imagine it, because when we look at the world around us, that's not immediately what we see. Right? And so we have to engage the wisdom of our brain with our imagination to see a state of unbroken and undamaged wholeness, when so much that is happening in the physical realm looks very broken and very damaged. When we look at the events of our own lives, and oftentimes we feel very broken and very damaged. And what if that is a very real, valid human experience? And that in no way compromises our wholeness. Can we lean into that? Can we imagine that? I stood out on the deck last night, running my talk through my mind and watching the geese gently swim around. And I wondered, what if we really let go of all of the beginnings and endings? What what kind of experience would we have in this human realm? And when I say let go of all beginnings and endings, the things that were coming to my mind is, what if we had no time? What if we had no days of the week? What if we had no calendar? And I partly leaned into that idea, and then my brain kicked in with, well, how would you know where to show up, and how would you know when to go where, and how would people come to service, because people wouldn't know when it's happening, right? And all of the arguments came into play. And it led me to this space of both and. That clearly we have created time and structure for a reason. And perhaps that reason is to allow us to experience a deeper wholeness when we bring the two together. But it's our dichotomizing the two that create the disunity. Perhaps. I think about this idea of resolution. And when I looked up, because, you know, I've been on the planet 64 years now, been making New Year's resolutions a couple of times, right? And my experience of New Year's resolutions has always been to make a promise that I really think I'm going to keep, but underneath I know I'm not, but it's a tradition, so I'll do it anyway. Right. Fitness clubs thrive on New Year's resolutions. They thrive on them. People join the gym and they go for a month to 6 weeks and then they don't. Resolution means this, at least in terms of our agreed dictionary. A firm decision to do or not do something. The quality of being determined. The action of solving a problem, dispute, or contentious matter. The conversion of something abstract into another form. And then the root of the word, interestingly enough, means to loosen, to release. And so what if this year's wholeness resolution was to make a firm decision, to be determined, to loosen, right? To release the wholeness that you already are. To give up living in limitation and to convert the abstract, the infinite possibility that we are into form. What if we did that? It's interesting. I looked up, I Googled, because many of you know I'm a fan of the gospel according to Google. And so I looked up events of 2023. And what I got was a very sad list of all of the big negative things that happened in 2023. And I was like, I don't want to share that. What else you got, Google? And so I added heroes of 2023. And I got this pretty incredible list that I pulled three examples from. And each one is an example of turning a negative into a positive, turning a mess into a message, stepping into what seems like brokenness and turning it into the activity of bringing people together and healing things, of resolving problems. The first one, a woman named Yasmin Arrington, and she knew firsthand what it was like to be the child of an incarcerated parent. And so out of that, at the age of 16, she created a nonprofit called Scholar Chips. CHIPS being an acronym for Children of Incarcerated Parents. At the age of 16, she did this. And she continues. Well, I mean, she's not a spring chicken now. She's certainly not 16 now. And she continues to do that, to assist people, mentoring and scholarships and networking support for children of incarcerated parents. What a beautiful flip. There's a gentleman in Ghana, West Africa, who lost his aunt and his grandmother to illness that could have been treated had there been medical care available in the more rural areas of Ghana. And Osea Batang decided to turn that tragedy into something different. And so he made it his life mission. He made it his resolution. He resolved to make a difference. And he created a nonprofit called OKB Hope Foundation. And in 2021, he converted a van into a mobile doctor's office to bring basic health care into those remote areas of Ghana, West Africa, for free. What a brilliant flip. And then the last one is a veteran named Stacy Buckner. And after having a stroke and a traumatic brain injury that almost killed her, on her road to recovery, she resolved to make a difference in the lives of unhoused veterans. And so through her program of off-road outreach, Stacy Buckner has helped over 1,000 veterans just in Fayetteville, North Carolina. She uses her off-road vehicle to take accommodations of water, heat, cooking supplies, cooking. She provides mobile showers, laundry services, and meals to unhomed, unhoused veterans. And so the invitation is to lean into whatever brokenness we each might be experiencing or might have experienced, to lean into it from a perspective of wholeness, from a knowingness that everything is somehow unfolding the brilliance of life, even when we can't see it. Because I think when we see it, it's easy. And I think sometimes the most brilliant expressions of life come from the excavation process, come from knowing that it's in here, I just have to find it. And one of my favorite stories about that is the story of the psychologist who is studying the effects of overstimulation and deprivation on children. And so he has two children, each in separate rooms, and the one child has every toy known to humanity at that time. Right? Kid has everything a kid could possibly want. And in the other room, there is a kid in a room full of horse crap. And the psychologist is monitoring these two kids via camera. And he monitors the kid in the room full of horse manure. And he notices that the kid's just sitting there thinking. And he pans over to the room with the child with all of the toys. And he's whining and crying and throwing things and nothing's right and this doesn't work and then, yeah. And he pans back over to the kid in the room full of manure. And he has somehow procured a shovel. And he is shoveling away and whistling and singing and apparently having a ball. Now, the psychologist is tremendously confused at this point. And so he quickly goes to the kid with all the toys because he really wants to spend most of his time with the other kid, but he knows he needs to take care of both to do his study correctly. And so he checks in with the kid. He's like, I don't get it. You have everything you could possibly want and you're miserable. And again, all he hears is the whole rhetoric about how this doesn't work and this doesn't do what I want it to do. And I wanted this to do that. And it just isn't working. And he's like, yeah, okay. And he took his notes and he hustled over to the room with the kid. And he's still shoveling away and singing and just filled with this joy that makes no sense to the psychologist. And the psychologist engages him in conversation. And he says, I don't get it. I put you in literally a room full of crap. And you are really happy. And help me understand what's happening here. The kid stopped and parked his shovel for a minute. And he said, Mister, I thought about it. And then I thought about it some more, and it dawned on me, with all this crap, there has got to be a pony in here somewhere. And are we willing to find the pony in every situation? Are we willing to remember that no matter what is happening, that God is fully present, that love is fully present, beyond appearance, beyond situation, beyond condition, that love is fully present? Are we willing to stay in the room? Are we willing to stay in the situation that feels like crap long enough to find the gift, to find the pony? Because if all we do is run away, do we ever find the pony? I don't know. My personal journey has been that running away only moved the room of crap and the pony to a different location. That ultimately, until I became willing to pick up the shovel and navigate the manure, I couldn't find the pony. And so I invite you to take today to reflect. Are there situations? Are there people, places, and things? Are there internal narratives that you're running from? That perhaps, if you just become still, you will be divinely guided in how to navigate, in how to excavate, in which spiritual tool to use to find your pony. Perhaps that is the wholeness resolution that will heal all of humanity is a willingness to loosen, to release the wholeness that already is by refusing to run away another day. Let's take this into prayer. And so with this breath, I know at a level that has no words, that there is only one infinite, ever-present allness, one wholeness, one life, one joy, one peace, one power, one presence, one source, one substance, creating out of itself to expand its experience of itself, individualized in the brilliant multiplicity of this mosaic that we experience called life. I know that I am that. I know that all life is that. So what is true of me is true of each and every individualized expression of the infinite. Every human, every animal, every bug, every grain of sand, everything is this infinite wholeness expressing itself, converting the unformed into the formed. What a beautiful, beautiful thing to know. And so I speak my word, recognizing that it is the word of that infinite speaking itself into being. That life is choosing life. That life is choosing the wholeness of itself. As everything unlike that bubbles to the surface, to be moved away, to be excavated, revealing the wholeness, revealing the pony that has always been fully present, magnificently present, love at the center, always present. And so we remove anything unlike that. Grateful. Grateful to know this is how it works. That it works this way all the time, nonstop. That there was no on switch and there is no off switch. It simply is this way. And I trust that. And I celebrate that. And I stand on the faith of that as the assurance that love is everywhere present. And knowing this to be so, I can let go. I can let go and move into the next step, the next phase, the next breath. Absolute assurance that all is well and I can participate fully in resolving, in converting the unseen into the seen, the unknown into the known. And so I let go, saying yes to being all that I am. I say yes. And I invite you, if any of these words resonate with you, that you claim them as your own and that you join me as we anchor it with the intention. And so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.